Okay. So this brings us to item number six, a review of the draft FY23 WBAI budget with actuals and Q&A. Bertol, we have scheduled 45 minutes for this. We have about that much left. You can take as little or, you know, as much of that as you want, but of course we want to be able to ask questions. And before you start, Bertol, let me just reach out one more time to Kamau and see if he's with us yet. Kamau?
I'm here.
Oh, you are? Okay. Have you tried to speak again and weren't heard?
A couple times. I think my headphones are not working tonight.
Okay. Sorry.
I have one small follow-up to the budget.
Yeah, if you could just hold one second. Bertol, please bear with us. Kamau had some technical difficulty. He has a question for Stephanie. I hope you don't mind. Correct, Bertol?
Fine.
Good. Thank you. Go ahead, Kamau.
All right, great. So just so I'm clear, it sounds like
Kamau, you're gone again. Can you hear me, Kamau? We don't hear you again.
Yeah, I don't know.
Kamau? Is that you?
It's a strange evening. Yeah, I'm still here, but
okay, Ask your question real quick.
The 160K, you don't have any details on that, Stephanie?
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Okay. You got it in there, Kamau. Good. Okay, Bertold, we're back to you. Sorry about that. How do you want to handle this, Bertol? Do you have a presentation you want to give?
Not really. You guys want to approve the WBAI budget? I think recently I was working on it and I tried to put the actuals up to today. You know, one caveat is that just warning you that the actuals that I'm putting are actuals that I have from my QuickBook that everybody hates. But that's what I have. And that's what I have to compare. So that's what I do to see where I am. And so, warning, these are the numbers. Numbers I have are coming from QuickBook. And, you know, I can make a quick presentation to present what it is that where we were short and where we were not short. I think in the budget, I put a note on column AE that actually describes, you know, put a note about, you know, why we are here, what these are, and so forth and so on. Can I go?
Yes, please.
Okay, good. So the WBI budget, last one I sent to the NSC or National Office, National Board, was in February 23, and we had projected $1.3 million in revenue. So let's stay there. We have projected $799,000 in listener support. We are on 663. That's a decrease by 17%. Why? We're about making about $1,000 less per day. We had projected to raise about $3,250 per day. We are raising about $2,500, so we're like 800 short per day. Why? BAI tried to abide by the spirit of what is that Pacifica, anti-Christian, anti all that kind of stuff. So, you know, Christian Blasdale was reduced like five times, you know. So I have the numbers, I can forward it to you. So therefore, that resulted in a significant decrease in revenue per day because of
premium. This is Kim. Can I ask a question?
I'd like to make a presentation.
Kim Bertol is making a report. Can you hold your questions till the end?
Well, I'd rather ask one quick question right now while we're on listener support.
Okay, Bertel, do you mind being interrupted?
No, that's okay.
Go ahead,
you're
Tim.
Saying your actuals is 663 for the year, and the P&Ls as of June showed 769, which I'm extending out to about 1,098,000. So that's weird.
Okay, so thank you for that question. If you look at the document that I have, I have my revenue highly.
Hold on a second, Bertel. Kim, could you mute? Kim, could you mute? We're getting the echo.
Sorry.
Don't worry. Go ahead, Bertel.
Okay, so if you look at the budget that I sent, is highly detailed. Listener support is just listener support. That pitch pledging and stuff like that. We have $243,000 in BI Buddy sustained revenue. We have $7,700 in community events. We have $29,000 in major donors, $71,000 in theater tickets, $10,000 in car donation, and $226,000 in bequests, $66,000 in public service announcements. So the numbers you have, I don't know if they are bundled, but this is broken down into details. And I'm assuming that's probably the difference that you have specific listener support.
Bertel, do you have actuals of 1,318,000 for the year? And as of June, year to date, it's 821,000 and, calculated out to the end of the year is 1,095,000. So there's a difference of about $300,000 there between your actuals and the P&Ls. It bothers me.
Well, did you add $200,000 in bequests in September? And $10,000.
Well, you didn't, did you? Where is your $200,000 on this budget that we're looking at?
In there.
I see. Okay. Did you actually get $226,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Bertel, may I ask perhaps a clarifying question? Maybe on Kim, please mute Kim. So, Bertel, you had pointed out to me that on the P&Ls, which come from the national office, some of these items are lumped together as listener support, but when you list listener support, you are listing in particular the daily support you get from the daily fundraising that comes in small amounts. It doesn't include the PSAs and the major donors or the sustaining donors, the BAI buddies. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, got it. Sorry, we interrupted you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to say I figured out. I see the request and the numbers worked out. I'm just clarifying. The numbers worked out, so that was my mistake.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank
you. Okay.
Yeah. So yes, we did get some toward the bequest and some grants. Some grants. So, yeah, they add up to all that much. So if you take a look at that, with the bequest and everything else, our actual is that I have my actual right now as of today, this morning, $1.3 million, $1,318,492. obviously, without the bequest, you know, we have a deficit. You know, this number is down by 207,000 or something like that. So basically, as I was saying before, we offer, you know, listener support, and we're raising $800 less per day. We're using Christian Blasding less by design, and something that we may have to revisit. A corporate matcher, we're going to have to work on that because, you know, to try to save money after the first year, we did not really, you know, contract with the company. We may have to redo that. I needed more from them. The iBuddy, as you see, has gone up. Well, it is clear that that would go up because we've been emphasizing the iBuddy these past 4 months. We've been working with a consultant from the ACD call center. Stephanie is answering a lot of those calls. We've been working it out, trying to get this thing going. We just had a fund drive for 2 weeks, and we try to sprinkle it with every other day, a full day of pushing for the iBuddy to increase sustained donation. So we still do not know where that is. We will see those numbers when we get the iBuddy numbers of July. Of July, August, and September 2023. I basically just plugged in 20,000 so that I could have a better understanding of what's going on. So, but once my webmaster gives me those numbers, I'm assuming that the buddy numbers are going to be a lot higher than 20,000. So that's what we've been working on. Also, to emphasize that we have been kind of redoing the development work that we stopped doing when our development director left and was not replaced. We are sending renewal letters, working with the consultant. Maybe Stephanie wants to talk about that a little bit. She's familiar with it, pretty, you know, works. You know, she's in most of the meetings. Major donor went down a little bit, you know, to 29,000, but that might go up depending on what happens between now and September 30th, so we're expecting another 5,300 there. David Rottenberg, tickets, craft fair, 71,000. Very close to what we had budgeted, 72,000. We still have probably another 2 or 3 days to put in some money in there. It usually makes 5,000 a week. Car donation proceeds, we have not been paying a lot of carts because we've been focusing on the PSAs and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, I was actually writing an invoice for a $6,500 grant/underwriting/PSA for the morning show from Union. It's something that we're working out. We're working out with Arthur and Stephanie and Jim Sargerton and everyone else to understand very clearly the legalities of what I write on this invoices. This is something that will be coming on a regular basis. You may know that we have asked our morning show hosts to stop. We told them they would not get paid. Some of them stayed and continued working. Others quit, and others are gathering underwriting support grants for BAI. In the name of their show, so that they can remain and get paid. So all in all, you know, we projected $1.3 million in revenue. You know, because of the bequest, we made $1.3 million. Because we have reduced our listener support, you know, the numbers could be higher. But the listener support reduction was kind of mitigated a little bit by the PSAs that we've been playing and we've been generating. There should be a lot more money coming from the PSA. I was projecting 80,000. So we're expecting another 14,000 coming in. They might not come in this fiscal year. So this is the budget, and then this is the actual for the revenue. So now when it comes to expenses, as you know, the expenses are usually the same. they don't vary from year to year. This is a lot of work. This is a lot of work, so it's a lot of effort to put in the actuals line by line, especially that the financial statements do not correspond exactly with the budget, because they have admin / development expenses that I have to figure out and take and put in those line items. But basically, our expenses, total expenses so far is...
make that into the stack.
Is that about $1.1 million? Actual $1.1 million. And as you can see, the gross salaries went up. They go up because, contract with the union, there was a percentage of increase plus racial adjustment for 10 years of not having a contract. Health benefits is about the same. The consultant went down from 114 budgeted to 82, and then it's still going down a little bit. Keep in mind the consultants are including $20,000 for the webmaster and $21,500 for paying fund drives, people who are pitching to generate money. It's a good return on investment there. Other major expenses, that office rent is the same. The tower rent, I expect to be about close to $174,000 to increase. Maintenance, technical, all of our expenses we have gone down. There are no legal expenses. Third-party premiums, like premiums, has gone down significantly by half. And the fund drive expenses is at $82,000 versus $72,000. That's the ACB call center and Allegiant. This is something that I'd like to work on. If our budget is really not tolerable, that I think we should try to get rid of this expenses by like 80%, the call center, if we can figure out how to negotiate that. So that's basically it. So I would say that, based on the budget that we put out, the expenses are more or less the same, and the revenue turned out to be the same because of the bequest, but we obviously, have one concern is the reduction in listener support to fund drive pledge. So that's like probably one of the major things that we need to address. Are we going to really basically go back to more quits in Brazil? I mean, we'll probably reduce our participation in that by 5 times. So maybe I'll increase it back to 2 times more, And the plan is to double or triple the PSAs. We've only contacted and dealt with 2 city agencies. The goal is to contact a whole lot more. But we needed to know what we were doing before we went further. We didn't want to have a contract, lose the contract, the confidence. So we wanted to make sure that we knew exactly what we were doing with the PSAs. So the goal is to reach out to New York City Department of Sanitation, Minority Affairs, the aging, and that kind of thing, so that we can generate more money. But we're talking about this budget. So that's the budget as it is.
First of all, can we pause for a question? We had a request for a question.
Yeah, I'm done.
Sharon, okay, I heard Sharon. I've got McFadden already. Anybody else?
Tim.
Anybody else? Okay, we'll start there. Go ahead, McFadden.
First, I want to thank you for a budget with some formulas in it. That's helpful. I noticed that the revenues from are primarily, well, the thing that I'm wondering about is that the estimated bequests was 115, and I assume that's based on kind of historical numbers for bequests, but we came in 100,000 more than that, a little more than 100,000 more than that. And so that maybe historical number is more likely for the future. You know, those things can't be predicted, but it was really that came in higher than the historical number, which is, I assume, what the projected, the 115 in column AA was from.
Can I address that quickly? That bequest, okay. That grant bequest. So that's including grant. You know, so, you know, we could break it down, but normally on the budget, the way the budget was set up by Pacifica in the past, they included grant and bequest and others together. So the 115 is for grant and bequest, not just for bequest.
I agree. I understand. I just was trying to shorten it. And but I was just thinking that because it came in higher, that made up for the fact that your other net income was lower. And if that can't be counted on, that poses a potential risk, you know, for the coming fiscal year 24. So I just want to point that out. And then my real question that I wanted to deal with was when I compare this FY actuals for 23 with the proposed budget that we just looked at from Stephanie, where she has some proposed numbers, these numbers are quite a bit lower. The actuals for 23 are quite a bit lower than the proposed numbers in column H of Stephanie's budget. And so I don't know, were those numbers something that you gave to Stephanie, and they just seem quite a bit. For example, total revenue for FY 24 is projected to be 1,547,000, whereas, you know, it was only 1,318,000 for actuals. And so there just seems to be a disconnect between the FY 24 that we're starting with, which I assume those are numbers that you provided to Stephanie, and what we actually see for the actuals for 23. So can you address that? I mean, there's several hundred thousand dollars, especially in expenses, they're quite a bit higher.
Can you say
something to that?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that yet. I'm going to have to go and take a look at Stephanie's. But I can say that for listener support, we are projecting to increase the revenue from 663 in actual. This is not pure pitching on the air. That's why I'm definitely going to bring in Kristen Blasiel in a little bit. You guys may not like to hear that. And there's a direct correlation with that.
Let me just stop you there just to make sure. So, I mean, I can understand you can want to project, but I think the thing I would be more concerned about was that the projected total expenses are quite a bit higher than the actuals for 23. So is there some planned increase in expenses for 24?
No, I can look into that. That might be some, you know, when we do the budget, there's a lot of formulas, and I can look into that. You know, we're definitely reducing consultant, reducing paid morning show host revenues and stuff like that. So it should go down. So I can definitely look into that. We're probably going to discuss that thoroughly with the finance committee and cut that down. You know, on the other thing, and also one of the things that you might have an eyebrows raised on is I'm projecting that we're going to have two or three times the TSA revenue. And then my question is, why not? You know, we started from nothing. We figured it out very quickly, like 2-3 months after the board made it possible. So we know what we're doing now. I don't see why we can't double or triple this if we go to 10 agencies instead of 2 agencies that we zoomed in on. So that's one of the things that may raise your eyebrow. because it's not proven, but it's clear that we have, you know, done this out of thin air. So these are the two items, I think, that in revenue that you probably will have questions about and challenge me. On the expenses, I will look at the expenses to see what's going on. But it should, there should not be that much more. You know, I know that, for example, probably salary goes up a little bit because, you know, the union, after we negotiated a decent contract with them after 10 years, they were way true, and then a low 2% increase or something like that. And I'm assuming health benefits keep going up. But besides that, everything else, nothing else should go up. So I will take a second look at that. Thank you for bringing that up. I will look also at Stephanie's and then look at what I sent to the local finance committee and look for corrections.
Okay. Thank you, Bertolt. Next, we had Sharon.
Okay, thanks. Yes, I am looking at line 47, which is central services. And then I look over to look at column AB and then AC. Okay, one of them says fiscal year 23, and it has a number of $253,000 of fiscal year 23 as the actual. And then the next column says variance, which is, you know, $305,000. So,
yeah, I didn't update the form. It's basically zero. Yes.
What's that?
Bertolt, can you let Sharon finish her question and then answer her question when she's done? Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so my question is this. Thank you, James. Yes, my question is the $253,000 shown in column AB, was that actually paid to the national office? That's my question.
No. Because this is accrual, so you have to put your bills, all the bills you are supposed to pay. We, you know, the national office has been paid, $125,000 out of the $253,000, something like that, but not all of that. You know, PRA was paid zero. And out of the $202,000, we paid the national office $125,000 plus or minus.
Okay, can I please ask a follow up, which is this? Then what is that variance in column AC? The variance where it says $305,000. What is that number?
That is a mistake. But I didn't update the formulas, focusing on the numbers. Column A and C, you know, needs to be updated.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. That's my question. That's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Were you done with your answer, Bertolt?
Yeah. I mean, to reemphasize that this, the variances I was working with them, you know, I didn't finish this whole thing. Only thing that is for sure here is anything in yellow, highlighted in yellow, on the actuals are numbers that I went in and meticulously plugged in from the financials, from the QuickBook financials. And I was going over the rest. You know, it's a lot of work.
Okay. Kim. Kim?
Okay, hang on. Okay. First of all, I'm looking at the revenue without the request in order to get an accurate picture of what, you know, like requests are like extra, and to put them in as, you know, I mean, it is revenue, but to it doesn't show the accurate picture of what we're generating from our operating expenses. So basically, I just want to make that clear. And it's not also a grant. I mean, it's just not a grant. It should not be confused. We need to find someplace else, like a major donor or something, because this is definitely not a grant. Now, you know, on line 21, you're putting grants non-operating slash PSAs. Now, if you look on KPFK's budgets and the P&Ls, we have a sponsorship underwriting line item, and that's more appropriately where it would go. And, you know, you have, you know, the GL codes here, and yet they're not being reflected in what's going on with the P&Ls. And it should be, and it can be. And so this is just kind of confusing. And, you know, like maybe work backwards from the P&Ls and try and find places for this stuff to work in so we can all read it easily. I mean, you know, you say it's a BAI buddy. I put in a sustainers line item because that's what they are. You get a monthly, you know, a monthly amount, right? Isn't that what a buddy is?
Yes.
Okay. So it would be good if we use the same language across the board of sustainers and the same line item. Now, let me see. So that's your actual. I'm about $20,000 more in salaries than you have. You know, on lines 30 through 36, you know, I'm looking at this. And you didn't put some of them, you know, I pulled up from below and put them in there and then added it up. And it doesn't add up to what you have here. If I add up the columns below and put them up here, there's about, you know, a $50,000 difference. But if I extend out the P&Ls of all of your expenses, I have about $80,000 more than you know, what you have in line 36 AB. And that's about 130,000 more than if I add these columns up. So that's weird. And you're showing. Pardon me?
You lost me. First of all.
Okay, if I add up the administrative expenses on 32, well, if I add them up, what you have
you
below.
Do that. Can I see
oh, really?
You cannot do that. Because
why not?
I did not.
Can we first all speak for a moment?
Because I did not update all of the expenses. Anything in yellow is what I updated. I did not update the other expenses.
So wait, what is line 116 AB? What is line 116? You have
line 116. It should be blank because, there's not enough here to add up. I did not, anything in blue did not add up because it's a lot of work. So I just added it up,
and it's $179,000. Okay, so this is what we're looking at is, you know, how much are the administrative expenses? If you can't add it up, well, then that's, you know, that's weird. Then how do you get your total expenses on line 36? And same with programming and development. I added up the numbers you had put in there. And,
Kim,
you know.
Kim.
What?
I'm going to ask you to ask one question and wait for an answer. Don't pepper with questions, please.
I don't want to ask the same question for every line item, James. You know, why can't administrative programming and development expenses be added up? That's weird.
Bertel, can you answer that question, please? And Kim, could you mute again? You have the echo.
First of all, I have no idea what Kim is talking about. If you look at row 30 to 35, I only put salaries and board expense. And everything else is in blue. It's not updated. The summary of the administrative expense, programming expense, development expense, and community event expense. I plugged in central service and PRA because it's easy. You know what those are. Everything in blue is not added. $125,000.
Can I ask a follow-up? Then why are we looking if we don't have numbers for what the administrative and programming and development expenses are? Why are we even looking at this? That's what we're evaluating.
You have most of the numbers.
And I just added them up to get a lump sum. Okay.
All right.
I have one other thing to say. I looked at the FY20.
Please wait till you're recognized to go on. All right. Please say one more thing, but then I'm going to ask you to stop because we're almost out of time. I've got some questions of my own I'd like to ask. So please ask one more thing and wrap it up.
I want to respond to what McFadden said. And yes, I looked at the FY24 as well before the meeting, and I found, about $500,000 more in revenue and about $500,000 more in expenses. And I just one particular thing that really stood up, that consultants on line 83, you said were actuals 82,000, and as year to date on the P&Ls, it's 119,000. Spread out to the end of the year, it's like 160,000. So that's weird.
Okay. You done, Kim?
Yep.
All right. Bertel, I have some questions that I want to ask, unless you want to answer that question. One of my questions incorporates some of that. Do you want to answer that question?
You can ask your question. I'll answer all of them at the same time.
Okay. So, it's my understanding that this came up at the last meeting as well, and there were some questions about coding and why don't the P&Ls match your QuickBooks. And so my first question to you is, when was the last time you made an entry into Great Plains?
Me personally, that's probably in 2018, it's 2019, but WBAI as an entity, we lost a business manager right before Hurricane Sandy. I forgot, I don't know what year that is, it's 2019. We moved out
of... It was 2012,
Bertel. Oh, okay, 2012. So we moved October 2012, we moved out of 120 Wall Street. So by December 2012 or January 2013, all entries in the national, all WBI financials were done by the national office up to now.
Okay, thank you. So the questions that came up last week about why is there side carrier income in the grants and bequest column? Did you report side carrier income in grants in a grants and request column to the national office?
Side carrier income.
Yeah, the SCA income.
What about SCA? No, we don't have SCA. Yeah.
Right. So that was not you. You didn't do the coding. You didn't put that information into that line. That came from the national office, right?
Are you referring to the question that our board was asked on statement that
yes.
I responded to?
Yes. Yes. Actually,
yeah.
The questions came from Kim. Our Paul and I made a stab at answering them. You tried to answer them, but now I'm just asking you to explain that. I'm asking you if you're the one who is coding that and entering that information onto the P&Ls that there were questions
no.
about. Okay. No. That's being done on Great Plains at the national office, not by WBI on the local level. We use QuickBooks in lieu of a paid clerk, and you are now going to be sending the invoices to the national office so that they have all that information, since they don't seem to be able to get everything they need just from looking at the bank accounts. So now you're sending them all of the invoices so that they'll have that at the ready, and they can adjust the entries onto the P&Ls in a more accurate way. Okay, that was that. The budget template that you're using, Bertel, you mentioned a budget template. I believe it was way more than 5 years ago, maybe closer to 10 years ago. Pacifica ordered you to start using a budget template that had, for example, grants and bequests in one line. And you were the only general manager in Pacifica who actually adopted that template. And now, 10 years later, you're still using it. And people are questioning why you're using that template and it doesn't make sense. But that was what you were told to do, was it not? And have you received any other instructions to change what you're doing since then?
Okay. So it was the internal auditors that quit and did not want to work with Pacifica anymore that had implemented the full new template that everyone was supposed to use. Yes, and then, yes, I did use it. That's what I've been using since then.
Okay, thank you. And when you mentioned that it was
a national template, budget, and you know, and everything else used by all the five stations. I don't
right.
think so.
Right. When you mentioned that the PSAs, I'm sorry, you mentioned that the bequest was the reason that our revenue was up. What you really should have said was probably that it was the bequest of $189,000 and the PSAs of $80,000, of which we've gotten 63, and you were wondering whether we would get the rest of it before the end of the month and the new fiscal year begins. But basically, we earned $80,000 in PSA revenue this year, and we got a bequest. And the combination of those two is what kept our revenue close to where it was supposed to be. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, when you were doing your QuickBooks, when NETA was with us, there was some controversy over the differences between what NETA was coming up with in terms of the P&Ls and the information you were getting on your QuickBooks. And after a lot of storm and drang about that in the NFC meetings, we eventually worked it out to the point where you were within 2% of NETA's numbers. The explanation being that NETA was accruing expenses like pensions that you never saw and you didn't have the data to enter. So your books were within 2% of theirs. It's just that they were accruing expenses that you didn't see and had no data on. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for the moment. I think we are.
Kim to the stack.
Kim,
I'd like
just a moment.
To move to extend for 5 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, Kim. So I was just going to say we're past that time certain. So if anyone would like to move to extend, please do so. And Kim, you just did. How much time, Kim?
5, because I have a question.
5. Okay.
McFadden was on the stack ahead.
Was that come out?
That was McFadden. I was on the stack
ahead,
I think.
Okay, I'm
ahead
sorry.
Of Kim.
Okay, let's make it 10.
Okay. Actually, I have maybe some more questions, so why don't we make it 15? If we don't use all of that, we don't have to. So, without going through amendments, why don't we just put to the Kim, can you mute? Can we, by the way, Kim, do you hear that echo? Maybe you don't even hear it.
No, I do not hear it, and only one person who I ever talk to regularly hears it. All the other people I talk to regularly do not hear it, and it does not come out on the audio. So it's a mystery.
It is that. I agree. Okay. I just asked because I thought, you know, it's obvious to some of us, and you must not be hearing it, or else it would be obvious to you, too. So I get that. Okay, so we have constructed a Frankenstein motion to extend for 15 minutes. Is there any discussion? Any objection? Okay, that'll be to extend the meeting time until I have
time and
10:20.
Time and item.
Time and item. Thank you, R. Paul. And it's 10:22 now, so it'll be 15 minutes from there, which will be 10:37. Okay, Kim?
I think I was first on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, do you mind if McFadden goes first? Go ahead, McFadden.
Yeah, this will be quick because I just earlier I'd asked Bertold, like, I didn't understand where the numbers didn't add up. And I think it's because I didn't understand these blue areas in his spreadsheet, what they meant. I somehow missed that in his description. So what it, you know, where it all comes down to is line 31 to 35, where there's, you know, $700,000, $800,000 of expenses there that don't appear because it's blued out. And the number of line 36AB just seems to be kind of a number that comes out of nowhere. It doesn't reflect any spreadsheet number for somewhere else. And I think that's, you know, unless all those numbers were reduced, if line 36AB really is a real actual and those expenses were reduced by almost $200,000. That was my question. Is that the case? Did we reduce from the projected 2023, you know, about nearly $1.4 million? Did that really get reduced to about $1.2 million? Or is something missing in that?
So the answer is... Simple answer is my financials as of this morning shows me a total expense of that much.
Okay, so there's probably something missing in there because I know if I took the more reasonable numbers that are in column AA, that would reflect something closer to what Stephanie has in her spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So the number in 36AB, we should just recognize as fictitious right now, I think. It's an underestimate. That's all.
53, 44.
I think Bertol is calculating. Why don't we just wait to see if he has an answer?
Yeah. Well, actually, number 36 is... is my 135. You can ask the questions, and I don't want to waste your time while I'm looking for the numbers because I'm pretty sure I know what these are.
All right, why don't we go to Kim's question, Bertol, and we can worry about that later.
Yes.
Okay, the point I wanted one point I want to make is that I don't care that if Markeisha puts a number in a cell that's incorrect and should go someplace else, as I pointed out in the last P&L. Okay? That's not why I brought it up. I don't care whose fault it is that there's $16,000 in office expenses that I asked about, and I've only gotten an accounting of $8,000 of it. The point is, we get these P&Ls, we send them out to the GMs and very carefully curated group of people to look at it and get back to us on any mistakes before we send it out to the public. And whoever fault it is not the issue, but why am I the one that's seeing this and saying, hey, why is this here, instead of somebody from BAI saying it before it goes out to the public? That's kind of, you know, the point of what we should be looking at, not, well, it's Markeisha's fault. You know, I think that there should be a way to coordinate between, you know, our business manager who does the P&Ls and, you know, Berthold as to, you know, ways to code expenses and revenue so they match, to make it easier for everyone, for us to read, for, you know, them to calculate. So, you know, let's think about that. And, I mean, you know, I thought that, you know, 15 minutes ago you said the bequest was 226. Now you're saying, oh, it's 189, and the rest of that money didn't go into the PSAs. I don't even understand how that happens. And I still don't understand how we can't get a total of admin, programming, and development expenses. So we're looking at the same numbers. So those are my comments. And, you know, I mean, we should leave time to figure out what we're going to do with this budget, you know. Also, are we going to accept it or, you know,
so,
that kind of thing.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead,
Bertram. So the bequest, the total bequest we have is $204,357.14. There are $12,000 of grant in there that adds up, the total adds up to $226,431. PSA is $66,176. Hopefully we get some money before December 30th. The number, total expenses, Matt Fadden was asking for, I basically was trying to take the number that I have for my financials, which is $1.394 million. I removed central service from there. It's $253,344. And I removed 50083, which is PRA. So that's what I did there to just show the operating expenses with our central service. So the total expense line 36 is basically 1,394,127.94 minus 253,344 plus 50,083. So that's what that is.
I have no idea what you just said, Berthold, and unless I see it in writing, I don't even know how to write it down, what you said. I, you know, what I'd like to see is a spreadsheet that has total admin expenses, total programming expenses, total development expenses, and then total expenses so I can see them, not hear this calculation that I can't even follow. So,
okay.
You know, it's not about the number necessarily, although that would be nice. I don't understand why there isn't a total for admin expenses. And since I added what's in there up, you're saying, well, no, I shouldn't do that. I don't understand that. And I'm not looking for an explanation.
Thank you, Ken. I'm going to give you an explanation. Berthold doesn't do that. Berthold doesn't put admin expenses together. He doesn't put SCA income together in administrative expenses. That comes out of the national office. So your problem is not with Berthold. He doesn't
no,
do that.
No, Jim, this is adding up a column
Jim,
that we're
Jim,
looking at.
I did
at.
Not recognize
no.
you. Please just pause.
Well,
please.
You're not arguing what I'm talking about.
Kim, I did
not
recognize you. Just relax. Relax.
Well,
let somebody else talk for a minute, and then you can come back. Kim! Kim, you're not recognized, okay? Just relax. Let somebody else speak for a minute, and then you can come back, okay? All right. So what we have tried to work out, which is what Berthold was doing earlier when he was I was trying to get him to send me the budget, and yet he sent me a 15.9 megabyte email with all of the invoices from WBAI, I guess from July, right, Berthold?
Yes.
Yes. And the idea was send them to the national office so that Markeisha has the resources she needs to figure out what the expenses are, and then she can code them correctly. Berthold is not an accountant. He is not a business manager. The business management function at WBI was shipped out first to Texas, then to LA, and now finally to the national office. So it's not Berthold that we have the issue with. Berthold is going to send all the invoices to the national office, and they should then be able to identify the expenses and correctly code them. Kim, did you want to come back?
Yeah, you did not address my issue at all. I'm talking about adding up a simple column. You don't understand what I'm talking about, and what you're talking about is irrelevant to what I'm talking about. So let's just leave it there, and, you know, there's nothing we can do about it right now. Okay?
Well, I'm going to say that obviously if the columns have things in them that shouldn't be there, then you can't add them up.
No, that's not the way it works, Jim. Sorry.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree for now. We actually have 4 minutes left. Berthold, did you want to say anything about any of them?
Yeah, it's useless.
Okay. We were, you know, there was an idea that if this budget came to us with enough clarity, that we might actually be able to pass it. I'm not really getting a sense that the committee feels that there's enough clarity on this budget to pass it. And as has been pointed out, it's 4 days till the end of the fiscal year. It really doesn't matter. It was an exercise in trying to do things the way we're supposed to do them to the extent that we can. I would just like to hear from anyone else who wants to opine about that.
I'd like to opine.
Go ahead, Nathan.
All right. So, total expenses, $1.1 million. That's operating expenses. That is $1,394,127 minus $253,344 central service plus $50,083 cost of goods sold, which is premium and stuff like that. These are the things that are added in my financials. So I have to add and subtract them. So the total expenses, operating expense, salary, board expense, development, and all that stuff is $1.1 million. Then you add central service, then you have you add cost of goods sold, which is premium, and then you know, it all adds up to $1.3 million. That's the bottom line.
If I may respond.
Paul?
Go ahead, Paul.
No, I'll go first.
All right. Before this all ends, this is not relevant to what you're really saying. Yes, the general manager sent me the 15.9 megabyte file. It's a bunch of files. It's a budget for FY24 with a bunch of files justifying everything. Supposed to be sent to the executive director. I have put it someplace where I can send it to the executive director without burdening her with 15.9 megabytes of email. Would the executive director like me to send her the link to where that is?
Can I answer that for the executive director? I'm sorry.
I don't think you can.
I will. Do not bother her with that. I'm creating a Google Doc so that I can share. She can just click on and go into the link and find it without having her email burden with all that. I was just sending that to you to show you that I was working on putting all the expenses together per month. But those things are going to be put per month into a Google Doc so that can be shared with the same with our revenues also as much as I can. I'm going to have a revenue folder, an expense folder, and then within those, I'm going to have the various months. So you do not have to send it to her. I will be sharing it with her, Markisha and James Arderton. So that
I would send her a 1 kilobyte link. Anyway, I also have to say I really dislike the idea of using Google Docs for any of this because they're grabbing all of our information. When we go to get it, they grab information. They'll grab all of that information. I don't know who they'll sell that to. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry then. Because.
But I would like to hear from the executive director.
I'd like to be recognized for a...
Whatever is the easiest for Bertol to forward it or send us links. I will trust what it is that he wants to do in order to get it to Markisha and I.
Thank you, Stephanie.